local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two on an Eclipse Monday. Joe and Austin with you on Pensacola right now. Thanks so much for tuning in to News Radio 92.3 and each and every day. Appreciate it. Text line is 850-437-1620. The traffic line, 850-262-6111. Well, yes, the eclipse has come and gone, and millions of people watching as the shadow of the eclipse moved from Texas to Maine.
I thought it was awesome. Once-in-a-lifetime experience. Great, great experience for the kids to share.
And it won't be visible again from the contiguous U.S. until 2044, and NASA says it'll only shadow three states in its path. Those would be North and South Dakota and Montana as well. I went outside the office twice this afternoon, Austin, and a little too many clouds for anybody's liking here in Northwest Florida, but
yeah.
Saw glimpses of the moon in front. You said it basically just looks like a crescent moon, which is exactly how I would describe that. But still cool, and watching the ABC News feature there. They were on the air for about an hour and a half. David Muir was in Vermont, I think, and cool seeing the video images from Mexico all the way up to Vermont this afternoon. So that was very cool there. Crews are now removing cargo containers from the ship that crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge late last month, causing it to collapse. The Coast Guard says crews are making progress towards removing pieces of the bridge from the ship so they can take the weight off of it and start to move it. And the Biden administration today proposing a new plan to slash student loan debt for more than 30 million borrowers.
That means no one with undergraduate loans, whether a community college or four-year college, have to pay more than 5% of their discretionary income to repay those loans starting in July.
Now, the plan would affect those with runaway interest borrowers who have been paying on loans for 20 years and those who qualify for income-driven repayment plans. The White House estimates that plan could eliminate accrued interest on 23 million borrowers' unpaid balances. It's, of course, now the latest attempt to cancel student debt after the Supreme Court blocked the sweeping debt cancellation plan last year. Those are our top three stories today. We'll get in an earlier look at the weather. Here's meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
Cloudy conditions continuing for Tuesday as a southerly breeze kicks up. We'll have middle 60s for lows, middle 70s for highs. Same deal on Wednesday with the low and high temperatures, but the difference on Wednesday, thunderstorm chances. They move in during the afternoon and evening hours on Wednesday, and some of those storms could be strong to severe, so please stay weather aware. During the second half of the day Wednesday, we dry out for the rest of the work week. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. As far as the roads go, Austin, what's the story there?
Well, let's see. If you're traveling on North W Street towards Pensacola Boulevard, that little curve there, we do have some backups in that area. Also have some at the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road, but neither of those look like anything out of the ordinary, luckily. Still have some issues on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and maybe a little bit still just residing if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. The most problems, though, are going to be if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, but even that is nothing too severe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs, Joe.
All right, thank you very much. Looking at some of our top local stories today, 3 weeks after Pensacola City services were affected by a ransomware attack, city leaders say that online bill payments are now restored for Pensacola Energy and Sanitation. In the days that followed the attack, the city says that with the exception of the online bill payments, all other services were able to be restored. Customers will not be charged any late fees due to the online bill pay option not being in service. And additionally, the city says late fees will not be issued until May 1st. In Santa Rosa County, leaders are pledging over $1 million towards improving the county-owned Jay Hospital, as well as 5G capability around Whiting Aviation Park. The agenda item was added to Thursday's consent agenda, and it'll provide $600,000 to build a cell tower at the Whiting Aviation Park.
Remember, I said a comment on video. I said that I got asked, what are you going to do? for District 3, and I said the internet sucks. That was what I said, and I got beat up on social media for that. And, well, the truth is, we're fixing it.
Yeah, that from District 3's James Calkins. The board will also provide $500,000 for Jay Hospital. The building is leased to Baptist Hospital, who operates it since 2008. They've invested about $4 million into the facility. With the funds, they'll replace the awning where ambulances deliver patients, as well as convert 8 patient rooms to negative pressure rooms, which will help patients with respiratory illnesses. Also in the meeting in Santa Rosa County today, a little bit more political jargon. Santa Rosa County Commissioner Kerry Smith spoke out regarding an incident that took place at his town hall meeting last week. You may have seen this on Facebook. During today's committee meeting, Smith called out what he describes as stupidity and evil and an obvious setup.
I know that these guys are very close with one of the commissioners on this board. So it's very obvious to me that it was a setup. And the 40 to 50 people that were in there, they knew it was a setup.
A video from the meeting shows Michael Stevens, a frequent critic of Smith's, engaged in a shouting match with another resident before physical contact with Smith. Now, South Santa Rosa News had previously reported that both the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office and State Attorney's Office were investigating. Today, Smith said that he's spoken to the State Attorney's Office and they've agreed it was obvious that he was trying to defuse the situation. Oh, this morning, a meeting on board NAS Pensacola regarding the best way to handle traffic on Blue Angel practice days along Blue Angel Parkway. This morning, Andrew had on Tim Kinsella, retired captain, as well as former commanding officer on board NAS Pensacola.
So would you ask any other organization on the base to do their training somewhere other than the base, for the place that's been designed for them to do their training? No, of course you wouldn't. Would you ask the rescue swimmers that are training at their pool to go to the pool out at Washington High School to do their training? Of course you wouldn't. This is the Blues' home.
Kinsella says a move would require a lot of logistical changes that would come at a massive cost. This, of course, referencing the idea that was floated out about perhaps the Blue Angels could fly over Pensacola Beach for their practices instead of NAS Pensacola. There was a meeting this morning that took place to address these concerns. Also, OLF-8 negotiations, of course, that is something that we've been keeping tabs on over the last month. As for the last month, Beulah Township LLC has had exclusive negotiation rights with the property and with the county. Could be on the verge of falling apart, though, if last week's commission meeting was any indication.
I'd like you to be open and frank with us and give us a fair deal, and if you do, I'll be on board.
We think we've done that. You know, we've done it multiple times now, and, you know, you got to think, you can run these numbers, but our number to, after we pay the $20 million for the property, we're projecting another $28 million for the roads, the infrastructure, the things to get that property ready for vertical construction.
And that between District 2 Commissioner Mike Kohler and Fred Hemmer there, Commission Chairman Stephen Barry also hinted that he'd be okay with welcoming other offers. For now, though, it sounds like they'll still try to hash things out and see if anything can be wrapped up this month. We'll take a break here at 519. State and national news is coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who is Jesus? Some people say he was a prophet or a rabbi. Some say he was just an interesting historical figure. Really, the question, who is Jesus, is the most important question facing mankind. He wasn't just Jesus of Nazareth, but he was more than that. The Bible explains that he is Jesus the Christ. He is the Anointed One, the Messiah. Jesus isn't just a prophet, but he is the prophet. He is the one that Isaiah prophesied would be born of a virgin. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. He is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Who is Jesus? The best answer is, He is God. I encourage you to rejoice in Him and give your life to Him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a really good conversation with Lucky Tim Kinsella, the former base commander, about Blue Angels practices, the museum, access, traffic, all of that kind of stuff. Also talked about eclipse safety with a local ophthalmologist and the changes the county commissioners have made to the parking requirements for new construction, as well as the changes they're eyeing for the Perdido Key roundabout, basically either realigning, redesigning it, or putting in a traffic light. You can listen to all of those segments at newsradio923.com.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Heating and air conditioning issues are no fun, and as systems get older, they seem to develop more problems. We're beginning the new year with a bang by introducing our Climatech Comfort System that will provide you with complete worry-free HVAC. You can say goodbye to costly repairs, uncomfortable humidity levels, and high energy costs while at the same time enjoy clean, purified air inside your home. Our Climatech Comfort System has a full 10-year extended warranty that covers any repairs you might need, including all parts and labor. And more importantly, your home will be more comfortable than it's ever been. Want to know more? Give me a call or visit ClimatechProAir.com.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Milton native Carly Ryan, who's been around music her entire life. In fact, her parents were performers, made her choice to pursue a career in music a no-brainer. She performed an original called Give Me Back My Heart on American Idol in 2019, and you can see her this week at Bands on the Beach.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, not a ton to report on in Pensacola. A little bit of backups at the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Maybe a little bit more if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road, but neither of those are anything too crazy. Gulf Breeze Parkway has a little bit if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Maybe on Caroline Street, if you're traveling eastbound coming from Dogwood Drive, we're going to have some issues in that area as you approach downtown. But outside of that, there doesn't seem to be much that'll hold you up for too long.
Cloudy and mild conditions continuing into Tuesday with low temperatures in the 60s, high temperatures in the middle 70s. Our next weather maker moves in on Wednesday. It'll be a thunderstorm chance through the second half of the day, afternoon and evening hours. Those thunderstorms during the second half of the day on Wednesday could be strong to severe. So if you have anything going on outside through the afternoon, evening hours Wednesday, make sure you have alternatives. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. New information released today about the University of Florida pre-med student accused of stabbing his mother to death over the weekend.
He had put earbuds in his ear and he was playing
no church in the WOW when he drove up to the house and knocked on the front door.
That was Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. He says 21-year-old Emmanuel Espinosa told detectives he wanted to kill his mother, Elvia Espinosa, elementary school teacher, because she irritated him. He was the valedictorian of his high school class.
And Florida gas prices are on a 9-day streak of declines, falling a total of 15 cents during that period. AAA reports the statewide average is $3.46. That's down a total of 12 cents in the past week. However, analysts caution pump prices could start moving higher again after the U.S. price of oil surged to new 2024 highs last week.
A bill to protect first responders from fentanyl exposure is now law.
If an officer says, "Do you have drugs in your possession?" And you lie, and then the officer ends up getting exposed and harms, we're going to throw the book at you, and we're going to hold you accountable.
And DeSantis signed the bill that creates a second-degree felony for anyone who recklessly exposes a first responder to fentanyl or residues of the drug. He's also announcing the expansion of the CORE program. That's the Coordinated Opioid Recovery Network from 12 to 29 counties. Escambia County, of course, has been in that program since the beginning, or one of the first pilot programs.
And we got some petty political beef that Joe's all for. A group of House Democrats are proposing a bill to change the name of the Miami Federal Correctional Institution to the Donald J. Trump Federal Correctional Institution. This comes after House Republicans introduced a bill to rename Washington Dulles International Airport after the former president.
Yes, love the blowback there. Love it. National news today, a major sports governing body is banning transgender athletes from women's sports competitions. This is the NAIA. They approved a policy in a unanimous vote among presidents after a survey indicated heavy support for the ban. The association is involving 249 small colleges across the nation, not a part of the NCAA's three divisions.
And an arrest has been made in connection with the arson fire set at the Burlington office of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. A male suspect was arrested Sunday and is being held without bail. The Vermont U.S. Attorney's Office says that the 35-year-old set the fire outside the door of the senator's office Friday, causing some damage, but luckily no injuries.
House Speaker Mike Johnson this week is going to be tackling a foreign aid package that funds Ukraine, but some of his Republican colleagues not on board.
There were some of us early on that said we could stomach maybe doing this if we secured our own southern border.
Congressman Ronnie Jackson from Texas. Democrats, though, say they've spent months negotiating a bipartisan bill in the Senate that combines enhanced border security with foreign aid, only to have Donald Trump order Republicans in both chambers to kill that.
And a report says at least three people are dead after a shooting at a law firm in the Las Vegas area. The incident happened in Summerlin at the Prince Law Group. KTNV says the shooting took place during a deposition, and the shooter killed two people before killing himself.
The Republican leadership in Texas is wondering whether this will be the week that the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans, rules on the legality of the controversial new immigration law, Governor Greg Abbott.
What Texas is doing is not in conflict with the laws of the United States of America.
Well, it is currently blocked thanks to a handful of lawsuits. They argue that only the federal government can enforce immigration law. A recap of today's top three stories. The solar eclipse has come and gone with millions of people watching as the shadow moved from Texas to Maine. The next one won't be in the U.S. until 2044. I guess I should say the next total eclipse that would be visible from the U.S. because there are eclipses all the time. But,
yeah,
you know, you get what I'm saying there. North and South Dakota and Montana, congratulations. Come on down. You are the lucky three states that will be in the path for the next go-around. Crews removing cargo containers from the ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. They started that over the weekend. And the Biden administration proposing a new plan to slash student loan debt for more than 30 million borrowers. The plan would affect those with runaway interest, borrowers who have been paying on loans for 20 years, and those who qualify for income-driven repayment plans. 5:30 right now. Look at what's happening in the sports landscape. We'll preview the men's NCAA tournament championship game tonight and go over the Iowa-South Carolina game from last night that saw another huge TV number.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine.
Valentine. President Joe Biden campaigning in Madison, Wisconsin today. He rallied for another round of student debt relief.
Today I'm proud to announce 5 major actions to continue to relieve student debt for more than 30 million Americans.
If approved, it'll cancel up to $20,000 of interest for borrowers. Republicans argue the policy is unfair to those who pay their own way. Presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump unveiling his position on abortion on his Truth Social website. Trump says abortion rules and regs should be left up to the states.
Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother.
Millions of people gathering to experience today's total solar eclipse, including Fox's Bill Malusian in Texas.
By far the coolest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
The next total solar eclipse, August of 2044. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. 2 leading U.S. lawmakers have reached a bipartisan deal that could, for the first time, grant all Americans a basic right to digital privacy and create a national law regulating how companies can collect, share, and use Americans' online data, similar to the European Union's landmark privacy law. The measure is being proposed by 2 lawmakers from Washington State, Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell and Republican Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers. Add Serena Williams to the list of celebrities to break into the beauty business. The tennis great's beauty brand called Win Baby, that's W-Y-N, was created in partnership with the Good Glam Group, and the makeup and related products can be purchased on the Win Beauty website and at Ulta Beauty stores. Stocks ended the Monday session nearly flat. The Dow Industrials lost 11 points, and the S&P 500 slipped 2, while the NASDAQ Composite managed a slight gain, 5 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. With John Calipari off to Arkansas, all eyes are now in Kentucky to see who the Wildcats will hire as their next head coach. You could dream of Jay Wright or even Danny Hurley, but both will say no. After that, either Scott Drew, Billy Donovan, or Nate Oates has to be the hire. One of those 3 names would be the right choice to lead the next era of Kentucky hoops, and I think it will ultimately be the Baylor National Championship winning coach in Scott Drew landing the prestigious gig. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAwon'twait.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see. Not a ton going on the roads currently. If you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road, we still have some backups there, but nothing too severe. Outside of that, there is nothing that's going to hold you up on the roads for too long.
Cloudy and mild conditions continuing into Tuesday with low temperatures in the 60s, high temperatures in the middle 70s. Our next weather maker moves in on Wednesday. It'll be a thunderstorm chance through the second half of the day, afternoon and evening hours. Those thunderstorms during the second half of the day on Wednesday could be strong to severe. So if you have anything going on outside through the afternoon, evening hours Wednesday, make sure you have alternatives. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, very good. Joe, appreciate that. 5:38 here at News Radio 92.3, hour number two of Pensacola right now. We got the men's national championship game tonight, starting just after 8 o'clock our time. UConn and Purdue. Austin?
Yes, UConn, the defending champs, and they were the top overall seed entering this bracket, and they were a lot of people's favorite to win. Joe and I have said it a couple times now. It just doesn't look like anybody's going to be able to compete with them. That is the only saving grace. With my sorry bracket at this point. Tip-off is just after 8 o'clock on TNT or TBS. UConn, last I saw at least, favored by 6.5. Joe, you and I both firmly believe that UConn's going to cover that.
I do. I would be a lot more surprised. We talked about this last week, that since 2000, the team that had the highest odds heading into the Final Four of winning it was Gonzaga back in 2021.
Right.
They lost to Baylor that year. I would be much more surprised if UConn lost tonight.
Yeah, I think that's very fair. Mainly because, if for nothing else, Gonzaga has just shown an incapability to win that UConn hasn't.
That's right.
On the women's side, though, South Carolina and Iowa. The Gamecocks are the 10th team in D1 history to complete an undefeated season. The Gamecocks beat Iowa 87-75 to win their second national title in just 3 years, and I think it's their third overall. Camila Cardoso had 15 points and 17 rebounds. She is 6'7". I found that out just a couple days ago. She is insane. Iowa's Caitlin Clark finished her storied career with 30 points in the game nonetheless. ESPN says the game averaged 18.7 million viewers and peaked at 24 million. So obviously
big,
just another
big number there.
Yeah, just another notch in the belt of how far the women's game has come. Yeah. And back to the men's game here, just a quick headline that we got late last night. Kentucky head coach John Calipari is reportedly finalizing a deal to become the next coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Calipari led Wildcats men's basketball to a title in 2012, but they've since become more of a regular season team. They saw early tournament exits to Cinderella teams such as St. Peter's a few years back, and most recently Oakland. The news comes soon after Kentucky AD Mitch Barnhart insisted Calipari would not be fired, which all of us naive folks just took as, oh, okay, so he's going to stay. We didn't consider the possibility that he would leave at his own volition.
Right.
So I guess congrats to him there. Arkansas has got a lot lower of a standard. So, you know, if you lose to a 14 seed in the first round, maybe they're happy with that. Who knows?
Well, of course, you know, we talked about this last week in that, or was it 2 weeks ago when Kentucky lost? It was, if Calipari were to be fired, or if in this case he appears to be set to leave, what does Kentucky do? And, you know, listen, Alabama has been for the last couple of years the overall number one seed. Last year, they go to the Final Four this year, so I think the name that's being thrown out there a lot is Nate Oates. I think that his buyout is pretty big, not that Kentucky can't pay it, but I think Alabama will do everything they possibly can to keep him. We'll see. I've also heard Billy Donovan's name. I think that's a name that we threw out a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you mentioned that. That's a good one.
Bryce, or is it Scott? Whoever is at Baylor right now. One of the Drews. So that looks like
Baylor guy.
Yeah, the leaders in the clubhouse there. Those list of three names, but yeah, we'll see what happens on that front. Let's see, 5:41 here at News Radio. Also, just a couple of NBA. Did we do the TNT doubleheader?
No, we did not.
All right. So you got the Bucks and Celtics. What could be a preview of an Eastern Conference matchup in the playoffs, 6:30. The Bucks have been sputtering as of late, I believe.
Yeah, they've been kind of streaky at times. Yeah. And then you got the Celtics with, 62 wins on
Something
the season?
Something like that. Crazy, yeah. Warriors and Lakers at 9, of course, both teams. I think the Warriors are a little bit better position, aren't they, in the playoffs? The Lakers are still kind of in that play-in spot.
I think the one of them's got 45 wins. The other's got 44, I think. I'll take a quick look here.
All right.
But that's a divisional matchup, and it is between two very even teams, and obviously stars on both ends. The Lakers got 45 wins. The Golden State Warriors got 43. Both of them have basically locked play-in spots.
All right. Congrats to the Marlins. They won yesterday for their first win of the season.
Right.
So what are they now, 1-8?
They are 1-9. Oh, and right now they're playing the Yankees, who are 8-2.
Yeah.
And
right.
The score is, I'll get that for you in just a second if this would load quicker. They're tied at 0 in the bottom of the third.
All right. Braves taking on the Mets, NL Central there. The Rays taking on the Angels in Los Angeles, Anaheim specifically.
Yes, and a completely unbiased score update here. The Guardians are beating the White Sox 4-0 in the bottom of the fifth, I believe. So that's
cool,
a good one there.
Cool story, bro.
Cool story. I don't remember asking. Yeah, sorry about that. I figured I would just throw it in there. It's journalism, Joe. We got to tell it all.
That's right. Former President Trump wading into the abortion debate today in a video posted on Truth Social. Says he believes abortion law should be left up to states to decide.
The states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state.
Yeah, and he teased support for a nationwide ban in the past, so today's a little bit of a change. He did not say what he would do if he was reelected and back in the White House. Congress were to send him a bill calling for a nationwide ban.
And an effort to protect reproductive rights in Arizona's constitution has reached a significant milestone. Arizona for Abortion Access has announced that it's collected over 500,000 signatures to put an amendment before voters this November. It's well above the minimum threshold for ballot measures, which is typically around 384,000. Just about 5:45 here. Another very quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Two spots of note. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile, we've got typical evening traffic there. And if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road, you're going to have some minor issues in that area as well. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be much that'll hold you up for too long.
Cloudy conditions continuing for Tuesday as a southerly breeze kicks up. We'll have middle 60s for lows, middle 70s for highs. Same deal on Wednesday with the low and high temperatures, but the difference on Wednesday, thunderstorm chances. They move in during the afternoon and evening hours on Wednesday, and some of those storms could be strong to severe, so please stay weather aware. During the second half of the day Wednesday, we dry out for the rest of the work week. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
Thank you, Joe. You know, going back to the two stories there on abortion, I just can't help but think about just how monumental November's election is going to be.
Yeah.
When you think of, obviously it's a presidential election, and that's going to obviously be a big deal no matter what, but you're going to have now at least two, Florida and Arizona, have abortion constitutional amendments that voters will be voting on. You're going to have, obviously, the balance of power in the House and the Senate, presidential election, everything here in the local area that we are concerned about, of course, the marijuana amendment as well in the Constitution. So we're gearing up for both locally, statewide, and nationally come November.
Well, and, you know, I mean, they say it every time. Oh, get out there and vote. Make your voice be heard. But honestly, yeah, this is a very pivotal year to do that, objectively so.
Looking at some pop culture notes today, I have an announcement or, I guess, update on the country star Morgan Wallen, who did a naughty yesterday, facing charges after he reportedly threw a chair from a rooftop bar in Nashville. May have had one too many. Metro police say two officers were standing in front of the bar a little before 11 o'clock last night when they saw the chair hit the sidewalk a few feet away from them. And I would surmise that Morgan's a bit lucky that it didn't land on top of them. Of course, he may have thought that he was a safe distance away. But, yeah, that's yeah, no good.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I know that you know, sometimes you'll hear people, they have a run-in or two because they just drink too much. And it's like, they're a wild child. But we cross an invisible line where it's like, okay, are you just wild or do you have like a drinking problem? And Morgan Wallen's now got a couple of issues where it seems like he's doing stuff at bars and intoxicated, and he's saying stuff, doing stuff. So hopefully he's just an idiot and it's not anything more serious than that. Former Marvel star Jonathan Majors is avoiding jail time. After being convicted of attacking his former girlfriend late last year, a judge sentenced Majors today to probation, saying that jail was not necessary. Majors also has to complete a 52-week in-person domestic violence program in L.A., continue mental health counseling, and stay away from the victim. Majors had faced a maximum of 364 days in jail.
Album announcement.
I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type.
Billie Eilish, I think that's how you pronounce that.
Billie Eilish, yeah.
Announcing the title and release date for her third studio album on Monday, announcing Hit Me Hard and Soft will release on May 17th. She says she will not be releasing any singles and wants to give it to fans all at once.
Oh, how sweet of her. And Missy Elliott is set to embark on her first headlining tour ever. She announced the Out of This World, the Missy Elliott Experience Tour, on Monday. Missy will be joined by Busta Rhymes, Ciara, and Timberland. The tour starts on July 4th in Vancouver and wraps up on August 22nd in Rosemont, Illinois. Tickets go on sale Friday.
All right, very good. 5:48, we'll take a break here. Back with some wacky stories, some good news as well to wind down hour number two next.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. From managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday and Saturday, check out the toughest firefighter challenge in the U.S. at the Pensacola Beach Firefighter Challenge. Register yourself or a team. See PensacolaSports.org for more.
The third annual Fred Levin Way Fest is Sunday afternoon, a free community event highlighting free services and lots of family activities and fun. For more, check out fredlevinfest.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Here at News Radio 92.3, still basking in the glow of the eclipse.
I see what you did there.
Solar eclipse there.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Very historic. Next one that is going to be in the contiguous U.S. will be 2044. And luckily, if you are in North and South Dakota or Montana, those are the only three states that are going to be in the path of totality there. I'm not sure what is beyond that, as I probably will not be on this planet for it. but yeah, pretty cool there. ABC did a special hour and a half live coverage there of the totality from the western coast of Mexico all the way up to Vermont, one of the northeastern states there. And a very cool hour and a half just to see all the people's reaction and the insight there and pretty cool factoids. The International Space Station, actually, they showed a photo, and if you can check it out on social media, very cool. They took a photo of the Earth. They just happened to be, and I say they just happened to be, I'm sure they probably could, I mean, you can maneuver it, right? I'm sure. So, yeah, there's astronauts on board. So they probably said, hey, why don't we just take a trip over to where the path of totality is? So they line it up perfectly to show the Earth as the moon was blocking. It's just pitch black over like this large center of the Earth. And that's a cool shot there from the International Space Station. Enjoyed seeing that. A quick recap of today's top three stories. Besides the solar eclipse, of course, crews removing cargo containers from the ship now that crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. Coast Guard leaders say crews are making progress towards removing pieces of the bridge from the ship so they can take the weight off of it and start to move it. And today, the Biden administration proposing a new plan to slash student loan debt for more than 30 million borrowers. So it would affect those with runaway interest, borrowers who have been paying on loans for 20 years, and those who qualify for income-driven repayment plans. So, interesting update there. Final check this hour of the roads and weather. Seems like it's pretty quiet out there on the roads.
Luckily, yes, that appears to be the case. We do have some minor backup still, pretty run-of-the-mill stuff on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But yeah, outside of that, and maybe a little bit of congestion if you're traveling towards the intersection of North Davis Highway and Johnson Avenue, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, looking at the forecast for tonight, we're going to have mostly cloudy skies, a slight 10% chance of a shower or two, low of 64. As far as tomorrow, what's tomorrow, Austin?
April 9th.
Okay, what day is that?
Tuesday.
I'm sorry, what day?
Tuesday.
There it is.
That day.
Mostly cloudy, 74, and cloud cover will continue Tuesday night. Low of 67. Then we've got some severe weather possibilities with the severe thunderstorms, breezy conditions, both all through the day Wednesday and overnight Wednesday into Thursday as well. Looking at some more wackier stories in the news today. A Michigan man is facing charges after he allegedly shot a Chipotle employee over the portion size of guacamole he received. 32-year-old Aaron Brown is accused of shooting the employee in the knee on Friday. The victim, thankfully in stable condition and will recover from his injuries.
There are just some idiots out there that will shoot you over anything. On the list of things you could be doing during an earthquake, getting a vasectomy would probably be pretty close to the bottom, but that's what 33-year-old Justin experienced last week in Philadelphia. Thankfully for him and whoever was holding the scissors, it didn't throw anything off, but they definitely felt what was happening. He tweeted about it as soon as they gave him his phone back in all caps, quote, "An effing earthquake happened in the middle of my vasectomy."
Yeah.
So he didn't mince words there.
No, a man named Lavelle Jackson says he recently stayed at the Mandalay Bay in Vegas, and the staff used his toothbrush to clean the bathroom. He says, "As soon as it hit my mouth, I yanked it out. The brushes were just crazy soft. All outside brushes were pushed out, and the inside brushes were all over the place. It was very obvious." He says he complained. The hotel was nasty to him about it. Ultimately, they offered him a $50 credit and a new toothbrush.
That's the least they could do. And when I say the least, I mean the absolute least. Some good news here. Persistence is credited with saving a child who was found unresponsive in Okaloosa County. The sheriff's office says a 3-year-old was pulled from a pool at a home in Crestview on Saturday. Thanks to first responders on the scene and others at the hospital, the child was revived after being unresponsive for an hour. Lieutenant Tony Kelly tells Channel 3 he has never seen such a large group of medical professionals work so seamless and diligent for such a long period of time without ever losing hope or will. So that's a great local story.
Yeah.
There.
A former teacher and counselor in Virginia named Lillian died last month at the age of 95. She worked at her school district for 67 years, didn't retire until she was 89, and still making a lasting impact on students as she left the district $1 million in her will.
And someone in Virginia Beach recently tipped their Lyft driver with cash, which is unusual these days. They just gave him $5, but he turned it into a lot more. He stopped for gas and bought a $5 lottery ticket and won $150,000. So good for him,
yeah.
Golly.
Austin, a few weeks ago, we asked the question, do we think that we're still cool?
Yes.
Last night, I am proud to say that I was given validation, not from me, but from other people, that yes, that is a fact that I am still cool. If you are not familiar with a streamer by the name of Sketch, he has been spreading like wildfire on social media. All of the youngins out there, middle school, high schoolers, college students, are imitating him. He oftentimes will play Madden wearing a CJ Stroud Houston Texans jersey, and he's got some quirky mannerisms, and he's very witty, just one-liners just flying off the page at you as he's playing games. So he's done games with some NFL players. He's met up with C.J. Stroud, the NFL commissioner. So he is very, very popular in the young person sphere right now. And over the weekend, yesterday, last night, my wife and I were at the Wild Honey over on 9 Mile Road, and a group of college students came in. And they said one of his sayings where he kind of bumps his fists and puts a number one sign up and says, "What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?"
Yeah. That's one of the things. He also, the best way I could describe it is when he's playing Madden, it's like you're watching prime Peyton Manning at the line of scrimmage.
The audible, yeah.
He'll audible and he'll put his arms up like he's actually playing quarterback and he'll yell out, "Tuesday, Tuesday."
Yeah.
And the guy's like, "What in the world is Tuesday? Why are you just saying yellow letters of the, days of the week?" And some of his other sayings, Austin, that he's got.
Well, yeah, like he'll talk about like special teams, special plays, special players. He'll say something about Mr. Beast, or he'll say something about
I'm
like
the
Robin
evil Mr. Beast, or I'm the Robin Hood, but I'm Robin the Hood, or just something like that.
Yeah, there's give and take, but not me. I only take.
That's right. So a group of college students that were sitting to my left said, "What's up, brother? What's up, brother?" Clearly, a tribute to Sketch. And I chirp up as we're about to leave the place. I say, "Tuesday, Tuesday." And one of the gentlemen at the table acknowledged my presence and pointed at me and says, "What's up, brother?" And I say, "What's up, brother?" as I'm walking out. So, Austin, it's good to know that I still got it.
Yes. Yeah, you got something. I don't exactly know what it is, but yeah, no, that dude has just taken the nation by storm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's just getting started.
So yeah, if you've got middle schoolers and you've got high schoolers, perhaps driving home this afternoon, you can ask them, say, "Okay, do you know about this Sketch guy?" A pretty good chance they do.